Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Get what?
Wisdom.
Get wisdom. Get understanding. Verse 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. What will preserve you?
Wisdom.
What will keep you?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. I mean, you can just stop right there. There's a lot of people dead, not because it was God's time for them to go, but because they were a fool.
Yeah.
It's just by the grace of God that I'm standing here before you tonight. How about you? I did some foolish stuff on motorcycles when I was 15. I did some foolish stuff in cars. I'd pop wheelies with Phyllis on the back. And race and do all kind of dumb stuff. Push the limit. And did, you know, and when you're kids and you're teenagers and all this dare stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody ever do something dumb?
Because
somebody dared you?
Yeah.
That's being a fool. It's not about courage. It's about having no wisdom. And how many young people died doing something foolish? Well, see right there, wisdom will preserve you. Wisdom will keep you. The wisdom of God. And so many times the reason people do stuff trying to prove stuff is because they're insecure. They don't know who they are. They're trying to prove to somebody else. When you know who you are and what you are, you don't feel the need to prove to somebody else. And you can do all kind of stunts, and that don't mean they're going to believe in you. Or even like you. Well, it'll make me cool if it don't kill me. Really? And what exactly is cool? What will you have? How long will it last?
Right.
No, wisdom will take care of you.
Yeah.
Protect you. And he went on to say, verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Is it important?
Yes,
it's major.
Yeah.
So get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. What's the emphasis here? Get it. Get it. Get what? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Get it. Get it. Who's he talking to? Can you get it?
Yes.
Well, we've been a-getting it.
Yeah.
That's why we gather together on Friday nights. We don't just come to discuss it. We come to get it. And by faith, go ahead right now, and by faith, believe you're taking some with you. Some extra wisdom and understanding with you than you had before you got here. Just go ahead by faith and claim it. And then listen in faith and watch in faith and look at the verses and believe with me for utterance in faith. And then we leave with more than we came. I have the sense in me that wisdom is stronger in me than before we started this series. It's working in me. It's an incredible, I'm seeing things I hadn't seen. Thanks be unto God. Now, we've talked about a number of things relative to wisdom. And if you hadn't been here with us, man, we've already, by the direction of the Lord, covered a lot of ground. But I want to go further tonight, go over to Ecclesiastes 8 and kind of pick up where we left off. Ecclesiastes 8 and 5. Y'all believing with me?
Yes.
Let's pray a prayer of agreement before we read this. Remember the scripture said, if any two of us would agree, touching anything we ask, so I'll pray and lead, and if you can agree with it, then as I ask, you ask and agree. Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity, us together. We ask as touching this for revelation concerning wisdom, utterance, full, strong, precise for right now, for us. We ask for all of us, for ears that hear and eyes that see and a heart that's open and receptive. Let there come into us an increase of wisdom and a supply of the spirit of wisdom revelation of truth and direction and answers. And by faith, we believe we receive it and thank you for it. We know it's your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 5. We've seen this before, but let's continue. Verse 5 says, "Whoso keeps the commandment shall feel no evil thing." Do you get cursed for obeying God?
No.
No, you get protected. Protected, kept, blessed. "And a wise man's heart discerns," everybody say discern. Discerns both time and judgment. A wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. Now, back up, you know, in the third chapter, I believe it is, of this same book, Ecclesiastes 3, he talks about times and seasons. You remember that? He said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now, there's difference in time and season. He uses two different words. A precise time might be 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. Time. But a season might include, depending on what you're talking about, it might be days or weeks or months or even years. A season. You hear sometimes people misquote scripture and say, well, you know, like the Bible said, it's appointed unto man a time to die. And they think that means, you know, 3 o'clock on a Thursday or whenever your number's up. And when it is, that's it. Well, it was their time. And somebody, you know, got killed in a car wreck at 33. And they say, well, it must have been their time. Or somebody, you know, in an accident when they're a teenager. Well, it must have been their time. Not true. I said, not true. It's not what the Bible teaches. It's not even what that verse says. That verse says in Hebrews, it is appointed unto man once. One time. To die. And if you look at all the other scriptures concerning this, you'll see that the idea is season. Job says, you'll come to your grave in a good old age, like as a shock of corn comes in his season. Well, how many know when the ear hadn't even developed on the corn stalk, it ain't season? And how many remember Psalm 91? He said, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. If we had time, we'd go into it. But the Bible talks about bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. And the Bible talks about being overmuch foolish. Well, it's right here. In this book. 7:17. What you laughing at? 7:17 says, be not overmuch wicked, and neither be what? Don't be foolish. Why? Why should you die? Now you get the rest of the phrase here? What? Before your time. Are there people who have been foolish and died before the season when it would have been right for them to go? Absolutely. Can you die before your time? Many people have. And they try to, you know, make it into this big deal. It was God needed another angel and this and that. And God just saw fit to take them. And it's not right. It's not scriptural. It's not what the Bible says. They died early. They died young before their time. And, you know, except by the grace of God, we'd have all died many times. Right? We'd have been gone. But by the grace and mercy of God, we're still here. And, you know, if you will learn how to be led by the Spirit and have some wisdom, you'll stay out of trouble. You won't have so many close calls all the time. And will be able to live out your full length of days down here below and be satisfied. When you're old, full of days, rich, honor, you've done everything. You finished everything God put you on the planet to do. You've been a blessing to people all around the place. And you just know, I'm ready. Then you go. I said, then you go. When you and God get good and ready for you to go, you don't have to die with one of the devil's stinking diseases or one of his goofy accidents. He's not your Lord. You know, you ever read about, Israel and how he died? Called all his family around, you know, and prophesied to them, talked to them, spoke over them. Then the Bible said he gathered his feet up in the bed and went home. Went home, gave everybody a good charge and left. Didn't have to have 20 tubes and didn't have to be delirious and didn't have to have all the pain. Some people try to look wise and say, well now, Brother Keith, if you never got sick, how would you ever die? Ain't that hard? It's not that hard. It's like, you know, the Bible says this body is like a sheath or a holster or a scabbard, you might say, for a knife. Your spirit is in it. It's like a, you might say like this, like a glove. See, you're looking at me and I'm looking at you, but really, you're sitting there looking at me through those two windows you call eyes. Yeah. This is just the house you live in. Right. Right? This is not you. If you lost this house, you'd still be you. You wouldn't cease to exist. And if my hand was in a glove, and I'd say, well, how in the world could we make this glove stop moving? Pull my hand out of the glove. You won't have to stab the glove, shoot the glove, or put disease on the glove, right? Amen. Without the hand, glove is not moving. No life in it. And all you got to do is slip out of your body, and it'll fall down dead. The scripture said, let me die the death of the righteous. Amen. And let my last end be like his. Yes. There's a right way to go and a right season to go. Right. And there's a wrong time to go and a wrong way to go. Yes. Everybody say that out loud. Let me die, the death of the righteous. And let my last end be like his. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602M. That's R1602M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.